Stinky Street by Helena Pilachati. Chapter 1. Franklin has a problem. Houses are very different. Some are huge and have gold swimming pools. Pop stars live in those. Some are in rows with a brick wall at one end and overlook a pie factory. Franklin Gates lives in one of those. Number 3, Stanley Street to be exact. Some people might think, I want a house with a swimming pool. But not Franklin. He loved living on Stanley Street. Everyone was friendly. All his mates were there and the smells from the pie factory. Delicious. There was just one problem. Franklin's mum and dad wanted to move. His mum was expecting twins and they needed another bedroom. I don't mind sharing mine, Franklin said. Babies cry all night. I'll wear earplugs. But his parents wouldn't listen. This house is too small, said his mum. Next day, there was a for sale sign stuck by Franklin's door. Franklin and his best friend Josh stared at the words of doom. What am I going to do, Josh? Said Franklin. Josh frowned. Has your ass got problems? Number 40's got problems and no one wants to buy it. Franklin stared at number 40. It looked all right to him. What kind of problems? He asked. Mice and damp and really horrible wallpaper. Franklin sighed. His house was warm and friendly, and it had just been painted. Worse luck. Mrs. Cox lived next door to Franklin in a little house that had once been the corner shop. Just then she called out, Hello, lads! Will you take... Before she could finish, her dog, Zack, leapt out of her house. He jumped up at the boys, trying to lick their faces. Yuck! Damn, Zack! Josh giggled. Mrs. Cox told Zack to get down.
He hasn't been out all day. I've been a bit wobbly, she said, tapping her legs.
No worries, Franklin smiled. He didn't mind taking Zack anywhere. He loved him to bits.
I'm sorry you're moving, Mrs. Cox said.
So am I, Franklin grumbled. Mrs. Cox patted Franklin on the arm.
Never mind, your house might take months to sell.
For a week, it looked as if Mrs. Cox was right. Only a few people came to look at the house, and none of them wanted to buy it. Franklin's mum stroked her growing tummy and looked fed up. Upstairs, Franklin danced around with his underpants on his head in celebration. Maybe he was safe. Maybe no one would buy his house. But a few days later, it must have been Thursday, because the smells from the pie factory were chicken and rhubarb. Franklin came home from school to find a man in the kitchen. His name was Mr. Bragg and was interested in buying the house. Mr. Bragg wasn't interested in Franklin. He glared at Franklin and trod on his toes without saying sorry. Franklin's heart sank when Mr. Bragg said he wanted to come back for a second visit.
Saturday morning, 10 o'clock sharp, he said.